God can save by His grace. But that kind of person is very difficult to get saved because they have so much good works involved, invested. So tip the scale in their balance, in their favor. They have too much good works. They're so full of, I must do certain things. I must do the things of a Christian. I must be dedicated. I must never fault. I must be faithful to the end. This is the mentality. And here, in verses number 8 and 9, when Paul says, for by grace are you saved through faith, when he says that not of yourselves, he's talking about people who are trying to be good to merit God's favor. Look at verse number 9. He emphasizes again, not of works. He first said, not of yourselves. Not of works. Why? Why is he insisting it is not of personal effort that you get saved? He says, lest any man should boast. That man I mentioned to you, after 35 years, maybe he went, but when he passed away, I will tell you, he likely died hoping, dear Jehovah, I've given my life over to you. I've been dedicated. I've been faithful. I've not faltered. I've gone to every Bible study 4 nights a week. I have published 3 nights a week. I've filled out all the quotas. I have superseded the quotas. I've done everything you've required of me. I've mentored so many in my lifetime in 30, 40 years. And I just am confident that I will enter into your kingdom. They don't believe you're going to heaven. Only the 140,000 originals are going to go to heaven. Not them. I'm confident that I'll make it into your kingdom. He has a hope based upon what? His good works. His good works. And he would have a right to say, Jehovah, I humbly stand before you, leaning on your grace, but also on my self-efforts, my faithfulness. That's what Paul says. It's not of works that any man should boast. Now, look at this scripture with me, Romans chapter 3, and I'm almost finished today. Romans chapter 3, verse number 20. Through 26. Verse number 20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law you knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned, we know the verse, and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24, being justified freely, not by self-effort, not by faithfulness, not by dedication, justified freely by His grace. Oh, there it is. By His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. We sang about the blood today. To declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, verse 26, to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him that believeth, not to the one who is faithful and dedicated. Verse 27, where is boasting then? Well, we read about boasting in Ephesians. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Not anywhere. By what law? Of works? No or nay. But by the law of faith. Therefore, verse 28, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So in many ways, a man who is good, very good, he has a hard time getting saved because he has to let go of his efforts. That's the only trust in Christ and His finished work and His shed blood. So the more religious sinner has a real difficult time, but that good person can be saved too if he would just put aside his self-effort, his works, and just trust in Jesus Christ. Some people today in Asian countries, they crawl on their bellies, literally, and on their knees for miles to get to a sacred place, a pilgrimage. If they make it there, they hope that they will have some favor with some deity and in eternity have a pleasant afterlife. It's very sad. Reader's Digest, excuse me, National Geographic, the magazine, when you ever get those publications, you find all kinds of things about culture. And they don't intend it to be this way, but I look at it from a different viewpoint, and I see these people on their faces crawling with mats in all kinds of weather conditions, and they're going to go to some place because they feel like they must get to this place. if they ever hope to have some kind of peace in eternity. It's all a works-based religion of salvation. It is so tragic and so unnecessary. They need the gospel of the grace of God, because God can save good people as well. A grandmother in America may have a religious upbringing and have sacrificed to raise her family, her grandkids, and so on. They haven't gone through the depression. That'll be an experience to go through depression. You talk to people like that, they've got some stories to tell you. Talk to veterans from World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. They've got stories to tell you. They've endured some hardships. And for some unusual, roundabout way, people who are survivors and people who are even self-made or brought themselves up by their own bootstraps kind of thing, they have this pride. And in a way, it's not bad, because they were responsible, good people. When it comes to being saved, that has no bearing. You cannot have, I'm going to trust in Jesus Christ 95%, and I'll give my 5% by my good works. I'll trust the cross, but I have to trust my part too. I mean, God helps those who help themselves. Is the idea. It's a wrong idea. God doesn't help those who help themselves come to salvation. God saved those who just comes and abandon themselves to Him for salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith, but not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast. Lord, you know, here I am. Finally, I'm here in heaven. Oh, it's such an awesome blood. I can't believe what heaven's like. This is so great. Lord, I thank you that you died for me and shed your blood for me, and I thank you that you gave me strength to do what I could so that you could save me. No. It's not 95% plus. It's 100% by God's grace. That's it.
Amen.
By faith. What is so easy for us to understand is so difficult for people who are good to understand. And so it's all by grace. There's no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Romans 11:6. And as I was mentioning about Joan's mother, Janice Lowe, when we first met Janice, as I say, she's such a nice grandmother type. And I asked her one day on a follow-up visit, when she after she visited the church in her home over by, what's the name of that road? Paoli Street, over by near Kapi'olani Boulevard. Went there. I thought I was going to come by to follow up with her, and I did. And I said, God came to church, and I wanted to talk to you because, you know, just wanted to put aside some time to get to know you and so on. I said, Janice, let me ask you, when did you get saved? I always have two questions to ask people when I meet them. One, do you play racquetball? Now it's do you play tennis? And two, are you saved? I do have my priorities, you know. And so I asked her, are you saved? And she looked at me again like that Filipino couple. She had that frown, you know, like she's trying to understand what I'm saying. We got to talk about half an hour, and I led her to Christ that time. And she was so happy. And got baptized sometime afterwards. I don't remember when. But here was a nice lady who did not resist the gospel. But in her heart, she was trusting her goodness, her favors, her good deeds, her helpfulness, her volunteering, all those good, decent things that people that do. And it's just decency, common decency, helpful people. Somehow there was a little trusting in that and faith in Christ. And so, grace, the grace of God. By it, I am what I am. I'm saved because of the grace of God. You're saved because of the grace of God. People who are very, very bad will get saved by the grace of God. People who are very good, once they abandon their goodness, realize that they cannot be good enough to merit God's favor and just trust in His Son, God will save them too. So those are the two kinds of people that God can save. Everybody in those two categories. We know these kind of people. Most of our contact are with people that are on the good side. Those are the ones that we need to really pray for. Those are the ones that have a hard time understanding. They need to stop trying and just trust in the finished work of Christ. Alright? Alright, let's pray. Father, I ask you to help us to be graceful with people who are without Christ as a Savior. May we look beyond the words, look beyond the behavior, and just see that their need is to understand that they need to trust in Christ alone and receive Him for salvation. God will save them, God will clean them up, if they would by faith receive God's Son. So Lord, help us to stay focused on what is the real issue and not get perturbed by bad behavior, not get turned off by bad living. It's none of our business. Our business is to give people the gospel, help them to see their need for Christ, and to lead them to Christ. So Lord, help us to be conscientious about that. May we not be judgmental of people and unduly put them down, because it's not necessary for us to do that. It is necessary for us to let them know that God loves them, God will punish sin, there is judgment to come, but there is a way out through Jesus Christ. By simple faith, by the grace of God, people on both sides can be saved. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for my friends in church that you have saved by your grace. I thank you for the people that we thought were impossible. You made it possible. You saved them. And I pray that you help us, Lord, to be faithful witnesses for you. Most of all today, we close by telling you thank you. We express our gratitude to you for your grace. None of us here deserve to be saved. None of us were worthy to be saved, but you still saved us. Help us, Lord, to do the same. Give people the gospel, people who we think don't deserve it, people who think will never get saved because they're so stuck in their works. We pray that you'd help us to be faithful to you. Thank you, Father, for a good day in church. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.